Oasis Audio presents Blue Bay Mystery by Gertrude Chandler Warner. Read for you by Amy Lilly. Chapter 1. Plans. One winter day, Jessie Alden met her brother Henry in the hall. She said,
"Henry, I think Grandfather is up to something. Violet thinks so, too."
"What do you mean, Jessie?" said Henry. "Do you mean business trouble?"
"Oh, no, not at all," said Jessie. "I think he's planning something. He jokes with Benny all the time, and he smiles to himself when he thinks no one is looking."
Henry said, "I hope he's happy. What else have you noticed?"
"Last night, Grandfather was at the telephone in the hall. When I came down the stairs, he stopped talking suddenly. Then the other day, a strange man came to see him. He was a very big, strong man. I could hear his deep voice. He laughed all the time. Jolly, you know."
"Grandfather laughed a lot, too," said Jessie. "Maybe you're right," said Henry. "I'll keep my eyes open, too. He will tell us if there's anything he wants us to know."
Henry did watch his grandfather after that. It was true. Mr. Alden seemed very happy. Once he started to say something, then he stopped. Then at last, one day in January, the same man came to call. Mr. Alden took him into the front room and shut the door. He took the stranger's hat and coat and hung them up. He gave him an easy chair. The four Aldens would have been surprised to hear what their grandfather then had to say to the stranger. He said,
"My grandchildren love to see new places. They love adventure. They love boats. Henry is the oldest, and he and Jessie go to high school."